Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And then there were 15. California Senator Kamala Harris is dropping out of the race for the Democratic nomination for president.
Politico campaign reporter Zach Montalero is on our newsline. Zach, why is Kamala Harris bowing out?
Really for two big reasons. One is she's simply running out of money. She just doesn't have the money to run an extensive campaign that she had. She had one of the bigger campaigns in the field, but was spending much more than she was taking in. That is basically the death knell for any campaign. And two, related to that, is that she has kind of struggled to find her core message in this campaign. She's a very, very gifted and talented politician, but something just hadn't stuck for her campaign that really resonated with voters. So that in combination kind of forced her out of the race.
Yeah, her campaign got off to a strong start. Her launch event drew 20,000 people. So where did she lose momentum, do you think?
Well, it's just kind of been a trickle so far. You know, there's so many people running that with that many people in the field, it's just hard to stand out. And there's been a lot of candidates kind of jockeying for that pseudo-moderate position. You know, a lot of candidates kind of banked on Joe Biden struggling, and Joe Biden has not struggled to the extent that some of these candidates expected. She was not able to draw as much of a distinction between herself and the most progressive wing of the party, the Bernie Sanders, Elizabeth Warren of the world. So she just kind of got squeezed out.
Hey, Zach, does Kamala Harris's departure help any other candidates in particular? And I guess the part B of that is, could she be an attractive running mate? She was running middle of the pack in this race.
Yeah, so she was in the middle of the pack. So what you want to look is, where are her supporters going and where are her donors going? You know, supporters and voters in polls typically list Biden and Warren as their second choice. They could see a bump in polls. Donors kind of remains to be seen. A lot of donors, especially out in California, have backed multiple horses. So big donors could go somewhere else. But she could be a pretty compelling vice presidential pick. You know, she comes from a blue state, just a strong record. She's a very gifted politician on the trail. So she could really make sense for a lot of different candidates.
Zach, appreciate the update. Thank you. Politico campaign reporter Zach Montalero.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.